seek a dialogue, which I don't see any sign of them doing so. But they did say all options are on the table. So if that's true, dialogue is an option. But you know, as Jeff Lewis said in a tweet, sometimes all options only means some options. But I've got a new idea. I just was thinking about, I was hoping somebody would ask me, what's the solution? And I have an idea. You can tweet this. This is new. I didn't have said this before. So combine incentives with the disincentives. Keep up the pressure. Keep up the pressure so much that China is inclined to really put the put the brakes on North Korea. Tell China that if they cut in half their exports to North Korea, especially in everything that could possibly be useful to nuclear missile programs, then the United States would seek dialogue unconditionally with North Korea. So reverse the causality. China usually says, if you want us to put pressure, you've got to have dialogue. See if China can deliver, then accept dialogue with North Korea. And in that dialogue, it's unconditional. Hold out the possibility for something that North Korea really wants. One of the things they really want is a reduction or end to the U.S.-South Korean joint exercises. The United States has done this before, so it's conceivable that they could do it again if there's benefit from it. So that's, I think, one possibility. And you know, I don't know that would help, but I think we have to have something besides sanctions, because I don't think military options are on the table. And maybe South Korean new president would contribute to that. As for North Korean interest in a nuclear weapons free zone in Northeast Asia, I'd be interested in seeing what questions they pose. Maybe afterwards you can share them with me, because I'm very skeptical about North Korea's interest in this idea. I'm imagining that one of their questions might have been, will this apply to all U.S. submarines, nuclear-armed submarines, so they wouldn't be patrolling in the area? But that wouldn't really matter that much to North Korea anyway, because U.S. submarines can attack from anywhere, right? So North Korea's posture has been, if the United States disarms, then so would North Korea. So maybe they're interested in how large the zone would be. You know, when North Korea accepted the idea of the negotiations on a ban treaty at the UN first committee last, October, you know, we're all kind of wondering, why'd they vote for that? And then they didn't, and then they voted against, or they abstained in December and didn't come. So I'm just very skeptical of North Korean interest. I think if they could figure out a way that United States would reduce its arms, then they would all be in favor of it. But I can see a lot of downsides to it, which maybe I won't go into right now.
Thanks, Mark. Christine, please.
Fantastic questions. Thank you. I'll break apart some of the constituent pieces a little bit. To start, though, just to be clear on the policy side, because they're related but two different things, no first use and sole purpose. No first use is no declaring we will not use nuclear weapons first in a conflict. Sole purpose has many elements despite its name of being sole purpose. One of it is the angle of that our nuclear weapons are solely for deterrence. The other part of it is that they are solely for deterring nuclear threats. So one of the questions that the United States is dealing with, especially at, you know, in our last nuclear posture review, we were not willing to take a sole purpose position, in part because of Assad's chemical weapon style. Obviously, we got rid of 1,300 tons of his material. He's either developing more, what have, he's still using them clearly. But the DPRK